fun. All right. Okay. Well, as you know, each month of this year, we are exploring different aspects of our inner power, our spiritual power, our God-given power, our divinely sourced power to create the life that we want to live through the positive thoughts that we think and the positive choices we make. Now, Deepak Chopra said you can't make positive choices for the rest of your life without an environment that makes those choices easy, natural, and enjoyable. That environment is created by the habitual thoughts and feelings that comprise our attitude toward life. We create an environment that makes our choices easy and natural and enjoyable through the habit of focusing on positive, happy, feel-good thoughts. It's really that simple. I mean, we are free to focus our mind on what we want and not on what we don't want, even if those around us think that we're not facing reality. We're free to choose a self that we want to be in this world, someone that it feels good to be, and then to be that self without explaining what we're doing to anyone else. And we're free to decide how we will respond to the world around us and how we will feel about what's going on without feeling obligated or duty-bound to say or do what others expect us to say or do. No matter what may be going on in our personal life or the world around us, it is our attitude that determines our experience of life. Wayne Dyer said, "Attitude is everything." So pick a good one. Our attitude causes certain thoughts to come to mind that feel good when they come, or it causes certain thoughts to come to mind that don't feel good when they come. But if we want a life that is filled with good things like health and happiness and peace of mind and loving encounters, and who doesn't? It's essential for us to value a good mood and cultivate a positive attitude toward life. So the question we might want to ask ourselves this morning is this, or someday, how do I look at life as it's happening? What is my mental and emotional tendency or orientation toward life most of the time? What thoughts does my mind naturally gravitate to and dwell on? How we look at life is exactly the way life looks to us. So, do we look at our life as our creation, one that we can change if we want to? Abraham Hicks said, "Creation is so much fun when you realize that you're doing the creating." Do we see ourselves powerfully thinking our life into creation from the force of the source within us? Or is our habitual tendency to look at a force outside of ourselves that can help us and hinder us? Are we afraid to speak up for fear we'll look foolish or be wrong? Are we afraid to take a breath these days for fear that we'll get sick? Fearful or faithful? Anxious or joyful? We attract what comes to us through the habitual mental attitudes we entertain. Through the law of attraction, which is universal and applies to everyone, the thoughts we focus on call to us in living form and expression and color. Every event and condition and relationship that corresponds to the vibration of the thoughts that we are emitting. If we want to call to us events and conditions and relationships that are a joy to experience, it's essential for us to entertain a positive, joyful attitude, even if those around us are not having a fun time. The author Michelle Jaffe wrote, "Don't let them make you doubt yourself. All the greatest visionaries in history have been told they were insane at some point." And when I read that quote, it reminded me of my former husband, Christian. Now, he's been a Science of Mind minister for about 40 years, and he has an amazing, unflappable attitude toward life that some would call insanely positive. It doesn't matter what is going on in his life. He offers the same response to anyone who asks him how he's doing. He always says, "Loving life." And he means it with all his heart and mind. Positive thinking is more than just a tagline or a catchphrase. It changes the way we see life and the way we behave in life and the way life behaves to us. And when we're positive, it not only makes us feel better, but it often makes those around us feel better too. I mean, when Christian says loving life, often someone who isn't smiling smiles. And sometimes someone who isn't smiling becomes irritated that he's so positive. But either way, it's okay with him. Now, the composer and lyricist Irving Berlin said, "Attitudes are a secret power working 24 hours a day for good or bad. It's of paramount importance that we know how to harness and control this great force. What happens to us happens through us, through the force of the source within us, through the direction of the thoughts we choose to focus on. How those thoughts cause us to feel creates a mood and attitude that either fills our mind with light and positive thoughts and positive expectation that brings about good in our life, or a fog of negativity that keeps us from seeing the good even when it's there. If we're in a bad mood, it is important for us to get out of it as soon as we can. Because while we're in that mood, we are emitting a vibration that is calling to us whatever is going to come next. Helen Keller said, when one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us. Staring at what we don't want, resenting what we don't have, regretting what we've lost and fearing what we might lose, causes us to doubt that things can get better for us. Doubt brings our mood down quickly and gains momentum on its way down. When we let doubt in, doubt becomes doubt and more doubt and more doubt. And we begin to doubt our prayers to heal. We begin to doubt that a resolution, a peaceful resolution, is possible in a relationship. We doubt that in a positive outcome of a situation. And we doubt that the flow of abundant good will ever flow our way. In Science of Mind, we read, every prayer is a complete statement of the reality of being. In the intervals between prayers, do not carry the thought of the problem around with you, and don't talk about it. To do so is to doubt, and this mental attitude must be completely overcome. We can't see what we don't think is there. Focusing on poor health makes us doubt that we'll ever feel good again. Agonizing over disharmony in a relationship makes harmony seem unlikely. Anxiety over a stack of bills makes our experiencing abundant good improbable. And worrying over the dramas and traumas and conflicts of this world makes peace seem a remote possibility, if at all. If our habits of thought cause us to expect things to go from bad to worse, positive choices aren't easy, feel unnatural, and aren't enjoyable. We'll doubt the efficacy of prayers, and we'll feel uncertain about what's true. We'll fear letting go and letting God because we begin to doubt that God is all there is and can take care of things and is taking care of things and has already taken care of things. And if we don't change our attitude, we'll watch things go from bad to worse as if there were no other choice. That is how forceful our secret power of attitude is. Abraham Hicks said, if you've got desire and doubt, your desire can't manifest. If you have desire and fear, or desire and anger, no cigar. It must be desire and belief. Desire and expectation, desire and love, desire and joy, desire and alignment, desire and allowing, desire and the absence of resistance. Doubt is resistance to a positive outcome. It's refusing our good when our good is right there. If we want our good to come, if we want good to prevail in our world, it's essential for us to cultivate an attitude of positive expectation and joyous celebration until the vibration of our desire supersedes and replaces the vibration of our doubt. The way Abraham Hicks put it, when the vibration of your desire supersedes the vibration of doubt, bam, it happens. We are the only one that can stand in the way of our good. No one else can. Now, since good and bad attitudes are working 24/7, if we want a life filled with all the good we desire, then we must create a mental attitude or environment through which the vibration of the thoughts we think summon the life we want, because we're always calling something to us. We could say that a positive attitude is developed through the habit of choosing to walk on the sunny side of the street along our pathway of life. Helen Keller said, "Keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see a shadow." When our attitude is light and bright and positive, then thoughts arise from the sunny side of our mind. We walk through life in full trust that life is good and so is everyone in it. We feel the same power in others, that joyously good power that connects us with everyone else. A positive attitude causes us to greet the day with happiness and then to go through our day in a good mood. And when we're in a good mood, we can't help but to offer people a smile and a kind word. We don't have to be reminded to be kind. We can't help but be kind. When we're in a good mood, and all of us know this, all sorts of new creative ideas come to mind. And we're inspired to look for the good in wherever we are and whatever we're doing. And if we don't see that good right away, then we begin to celebrate its impending appearance. It's been said that attitude is altitude. A positive attitude lifts our spirits and we soar through life living in joy and happiness. It's all in our attitude. So the question is, how high do we want to fly in the vibration of creation of this universe in which we live and we're constantly creating from? How much good are we willing to allow into our life? Abraham Hicks said, "You did not come to face reality. You came to create reality." Our attitude determines what feels real to us. A positive attitude isn't about pretending we're happy when we're not. Positivity harnesses our secret power and becomes the inspiration and motivation as we think a good life into creation. A positive attitude can go a long way in allowing us to go as high as we are created to fly. But a doubt-filled attitude is heavy. And that's why it is essential that we leave the doubt out. Namaste.